again. This is the old, old Good Morning Man, Kermit Edney, with program number 39 in a series of 260 broadcasts highlighting the happenings and the people who made things happen in Hendersonville since 1946. That's the year the station signed on the air. It follows the format of that infinitely popular series, From the Banks of the Ocklawaha, with my mentor, Mr. Frank L. Fitzsimmons, which he made famous. So we call this series Where Mr. Fitz Left Off. And today, memories of some folks who otherwise would be forgotten. I have mentioned and will continue to mention that back in the late 40s at the radio station, we considered every business in town a prospect. Because with only about 320 business firms operating in the entire county in 1946, you didn't cull any one of them. In 1946, there was a very small retail operation on Main Street in the building between Justice Pharmacy and Duke Power Company. And, in fact, Duke would be in that location, as I mentioned to you earlier this week, until June of 1965. The store was called the Sample Store, and it was operated by Morris Schaas. Just in looking into Mr. Schaas's store as I walked down Main Street, I couldn't get real excited about trying to sell him advertising. You could say it was a very quiet business. About 10 or 15 years later, Mr. Schaas either acquired or rented a small building next to the A&P supermarket between 6th and 7th Avenues and moved his operation north about four blocks. He then strung banners across the front of the store, going out of business. Suddenly, Mr. Schaas becomes a more interesting prospect. A going-out-of-business sale might need a little extra punch with some radio spots. So I made it a point to stop in and visit with Morris Schaas. Morris and his wife, Annie, at that time lived in an apartment at the Maxwell Apartments, where the child bride and I would begin 48 years of marriage in 1948. After I'd made my pitch to Mr. Schaas, he reacted favorably and said, "I'm willing to give it a try." Well, there are countless ways you can do advertising: soft sell, testimonials, comparatives, generics, historic overlays, and on and on. The hardest sell is what we call borax. In newspaper ads, it's the ad that has a dark black border around the ad content, inferring that perhaps a noteworthy person has died or that the end of the world has come. In broadcasting, it's the high-spirited 150 words to the minute ads. Normally, it's about 100 words a minute. And a really borax ad uses sound stingers, echo effects, and exudes a feeling that you're going to experience certain calamity if you don't respond. In that Morris Schaas was having a going-out-of-business sale, it called for borax. And overnight, the little sample store, as I called it in the ads, was teeming with people. Morris had never advertised before, and he was flabbergasted. After the first 2 weeks, Morris tells me, "I have another big shipment of goods just in for my going-out-of-business sale." The incongruity of new shipments coming in for a going-out-of-business sale, it struck me as rather incredulous, but we continued the borax. Advertising was advertising. After several months, I didn't have to prove anything to Morris Schaas. I'd stop in for a weekly visit with Morris to learn what new goods had arrived in his going-out-of-business sale, and after a few minutes, we'd just start socializing. And Morris said to me one day, "Kermit, it's no fun doing business anymore. Years ago, I'd come into my store and count my money at the start of the day, and then at the end of the day, I'd count my money again, and figuring my keystone, or markup, as retailers call it, I could tell you if I'd made a profit, and if so, how much. Now," Mr. Schaas says, "I open the doors, I work hard all day, and at the end of the day, when I start filling out all the forms you're required to provide to the government, I don't know whether I've made money or lost money. It's just no fun anymore. My joy was meeting people, and I don't have time for people anymore. You just fill out government forms." You may now be thinking, out of all the businesses you've dealt with since 1946, why are you doing this piece on Morris Schaas and the little sample store? All right, please remember, Morris started his business in the store building between Justice Pharmacy and Duke Power Company, an A1 location. When Duke moved, Morris moved into that new location next to the A&P on North Main Street. And Morris Schaas did something which I believe may be unheard of in the annals of commercial enterprise. In fact, I'm not sure today it would be even legal. But Morris Schaas had become such a believer in radio advertising when he leased his earlier building there at 305 North Main Street. He wrote into the lease that the owner had to buy a certain amount of radio advertising. Well, it took a while for it to dawn on me what Morris had done. But it was the most amazing experience of my entire life in selling radio advertising. And this memory will come to a head with tomorrow's program, based on memories of the seventh child of a seventh child, who was lucky enough to have been born here in the good sense never to leave, and with a job he's enjoyed all his life. Sursum Corda as we approach the next 50 years.